SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Leaders all around the world continue to blast the cold-blooded murderers who raped and killed innocent women and children Saturday morning in Israel.
This is barbarism. This isn't even a clash of civilizations, okay? There's no equal civilization here. It's a clash between civilization and medieval barbarism.
Dr. Michael Oren, former deputy minister for diplomacy in the Israeli prime minister's office, he says put the blame on Tehran.
We have known for years that Iran has been providing not just financial aid and backing to Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Islamic Jihad is wholly owned and operated by Iran, but Iran also trains Hamas and Islamic Jihad terrorists. About 99% of the rockets they fire at us are actually made in Iran.
The death count could reach 1,000 Israelis. 11 Americans are known to have been killed. Also, an unknown number of soldiers and civilians abducted and are still being held by Hamas. Terrorist leaders are threatening to kill the innocent people one by one. Also, at the SRNNews.com, taking a flight to Israel just got a lot harder if you can get there at all.
American Airlines, United Airlines, and Delta Airlines have lifted services as the State Department issued travel advisories for the region, citing potential for terrorism and civil unrest. United says it allowed two scheduled flights out of Tel Aviv late Saturday and early Sunday and accommodated its customers, crews, and employee travelers who were at the airport. Delta adds its Tel Aviv flights have been cancelled into this week. The airline says it's monitoring the situation and making adjustments accordingly. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And this is SRN News. In Ohio, black faith leaders are fighting abortion.
Next month, voters in the state will consider a measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution, and more than 100 African-American clergymen and community leaders are urging residents to say no. In a public letter, the pro-life advocates point out that, quote, the black community has been the target of the abortion industry for decades. This is a matter of life or death. Statistics show black babies are aborted at a higher rate than any others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge in Oklahoma declining to stop a new law from taking effect that bars puberty-blocking drugs or hormones for youngsters under the age of 18. Judge John Heil ruled that the Oklahoma legislature can rationally take the side of caution before permitting irreversible medical treatments of its minors and children. This is SRN News.
Oil prices were climbing on worries about the possible ramifications of violence in the Middle East. The stock market is less fearful, though, and flips to gains. The S&P 500 finished nearly 0.7% higher, following some potentially encouraging news on interest rates, which have been dragging Wall Street mainly lower since the summer. Two officials of the Federal Reserve suggested they may not need to raise interest rates again at their next meeting at the end of this month. The Dow was up 197 points to close at 33,604. The Nasdaq gained 53 points to 13,484. The S&P 500 added 27 to 4,335. New York oil rose $3.59 to $86.38 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNNews.com.